Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back. It's a Friday edition of Titillating Sports. We got 3 hours, and in the first hour, we're always quite pleased to be graced by the presence of the great Jan Wall, film critic, member of the Hollywood Directors Guild, Hollywood Insider, and so much more. And we talk entertainment with some very interesting guests as well, and she always has recommendations for us, and she's with us. How you doing, Jan?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you. How are you, Rick?
Not too shabby. Let's get into it. We do have our first guest. It is Cassidy Brown. And Cassidy has appeared in theaters all over the place. But she is here to talk about the new play called Tea Party, directed by Aaron Merritt. It's a limited engagement. It's 12 performances only. It's at the Ruff at ACT's Strand Theater. That's over here on Market Street, and tonight is the opening night. Cassidy, how much did you sleep last night?
Well, sorry, just to not to confuse you, but I do use he pronouns. Often my name is confused for a woman's name. Totally understand. Didn't want to freak you out when I started talking. How much I slept last night? It was all right. I came home from our first preview a little wore out, a little wound up, so it took me a while to get to sleep, but I finally pulled it off, I think.
Hi, Cassidy. This is Jan Wall. Can you tell me about the show? Tell me what it's about.
Yeah, it's a sort of political thriller with a sprinkling of sort of comedy. I'd say it's sort of a little West Wing, a little bit 24, and a little bit of imagined future situation. It is about this sort of political divide and the possibility of extreme violence that could occur either on the left or the right wing as a result of the sort of intensifying right wing left wing divide as it goes.
Wow, so relevant, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Gordon Dahlquist, the playwright, wrote this play back in like 2012, and at the time Aaron Merritt, our director, was trying to get it produced, but everyone was saying, this is science fiction, there's no way, it doesn't look like this at all, and it has only become weirdly more relevant. It does not at all feel dated. It felt like he wrote it 2 years ago, and he hasn't updated anything. Yeah.
I'm thinking about all the famous Browns. I'll go Charlie, Encyclopedia, and Parson. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Hopalong? Oh, yeah, Charlie Brown, yeah. Did you say Charlie?
I said Charlie, Encyclopedia, and Parson.
Oh, Well,
that's not really a question. Go ahead, Jen.
Well, this show, is it the right wing that's attacking everyone? Is it that kind of hate-filled monstrosity?
It's not exactly
everybody.
That. Well, it's sort of the everybody. It actually theorizes, well, what if the whole right wing unreasonability totally can't put up with anything finally pushes the left wing into violence? And what happens when that sort of tinderbox gets lit off. It becomes sort of a thriller as a result of that, and sort of jumps around in time, both before it happened, when it's happening, after it happened, when we're in sort of a civil war, and then the potential outcomes of what might happen to us internationally if that were the case.
Yeah, I mean, we would never have anything like people storming the Capitol. It is fantasy.
No.
Yeah, that could never
even
happen. Or anti-Semitic killings. And
Jeez,
we've been having a lot of weird stuff in this country, so that's really great. But you said it has comedy in it, too?
Well, I mean, there's flashes of comedy. I see the comedy as sort of the kind where you go, oh, boy, I don't want to laugh at that. But, yeah, I see the comedy of, like, recognition and truth.
Well, let's talk.
Go ahead.
Sorry, well, I was just going to say, Aaron Merritt is suffering with one of the most just terrible diseases, ALS. We know it as Lou Gehrig's disease, and just to see someone deteriorate, it's just heartbreaking beyond belief. But she's directed this. Tell us about how Aaron's doing and how she's still doing this, basically without her voice now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a really interesting process because there's sort of two stories here. There's the story of the play, which actually has nothing to do with that sort of situation. And then there's the story of how we came together to do this show. Aaron, like you said, is suffering from ALS, which is a continually debilitating disease. She has lost the ability to speak at this point. But she's working mostly with people that have known her for 20 years, myself included. And we just have a very patient process. She types notes. Her assistant director acts as her voice and sort of speaks the words, or we look over her shoulder while she's typing. And it's a very different energy than what we're all used to, which is everyone talking all the time and talking real fast. Instead, it's a little more patient and, like, focused, and it's really been a wonderful process for all of us, kind of almost a spiritual process of, like, slowing down and breathing when we're doing a very hurried process of throwing up a play in 3 weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know this is called a thriller. How is it how is it thrilling in those 90 taut minutes?
Well, it starts out with me as an unnamed agency agent interviewing, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, I have someone in a room doing
interrogating?
That's the word. It's early in the morning. I'll think of things later. Doing an interrogation with somebody who I have taken in because they have committed an act of terrorism. And so it sort of jumps off in the middle of that in sort of interrogation energy. So the audience is right away thrown into, wait, what happened? What are they trying to find out? What's going on? So it's a little cat and mouse at the very beginning.
Awesome.
And then
show. Wow.
Yeah.
Have you been, do you always use Cassidy? Is that pretty
Cassidy
much?
Brown has been my name my whole darn life. Yeah. That's name. And a lot, yes.
And so have you done a lot of other plays and have you been an actor always?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working in the Bay Area on and off for like the past 20-something years and beyond a little bit in Sacramento, a little bit down south, a little bit. But yeah, mostly Bay Area for about the past 20 years, worked at most of the theaters around here.
Have you ever done the Contra Costa Civic Theater in El Cerrito?
Not the Contra Costa Civic Theater. I've never actually worked there, though I know the place you're talking about.
That's the only place where I was in a play in 1974. I just thought
Were you going to be in Guys and Dolls and you were going to play Sky Masterson and sing Luck Be a Lady?
I was actually going to play Eliza Doolittle in Pygmalion, but I was a little bit short.
It didn't work out.
Before we let you go, tell us about your podcast, All the Answers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a spiritual comedy podcast with my friend Katie Rubin, who is a spiritual healer and a stand-up comedian and a fellow actor like myself. We've been doing lots of shows together for years. And we get on there, we talk about deep philosophical spiritual truths, and we also make some raunchy jokes and get really guttural and get into life. And then often she will channel or bring in not wisdom from her spiritual realms and for a guest or with ourselves. And it's a really enjoyable time, frankly, I think, because she's a comedian as well as being a very deeply spiritually connected person.
Well, everybody needs to jump on Tea Party because, as I said, 12 performances beginning tonight at the roof at ACT's Strand Theater. That's the second floor. That's on Market here between 7th and 8th. And you will see our guest, Cassidy Brown. He's the guy in Tea Party. Cassidy, thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Thanks for having me. Come out and see the show.
I sure will. It sounds wonderful and very relevant.